The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome again to your Wealth Class on Radio. Abayomi Obabolujo is my name. Please do me a favor. Pick your phone. Call anyone you know that ever lost a dime in the stock market. They need to come back. They need to listen to this program. And again, if there is anyone you are trying to encourage to invest, and of course you need to do that, pick your phone, make a call to someone, and then tune in to Radio 103.5. I will be giving you a list of equities to watch out for this week. But then, let's just do a little review of market activities last week. The Nigerian stock market is in a descent, but not in response to poor earnings report, but as a reflection of the Nigerian flip-flopping economy. It was a fall of red against one day of green last week, as the All-Share Index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange closed the week down 1.11% gainers. Aside from JSK and Fidelity being the best two highest gainers for the week, percentage gains were generally mild. While JSK grew 21.43% week on week as a result of the 7 naira 10 kobo and another 40 kobo cash dividend so declared, Fidelity recovered losses of previous weeks to record 17.75% week on week growth. Week on week, 31 others recorded varied percentage of price growth in the week. Losers. Of the 49 losers in the week, FTN Coco and Unity Capital led with 21.43% week on week decline. Possibilities this week. The market this week likely portrays mixed outlook. There is bound to be attempts at reversing up, but this will be resisted. Consequently, 1 or 2 days of green days might be recorded this week if other results should come in and they are positive, in addition to UBA's result and the dividend report. This from UBA might lift market spirit from the beginning of this week. Please, for details of this market analysis, why not get a copy of Stocks Watch weekly newspaper? Ask your vendor. Stocks to watch for this week include Access Bank, UBA, Afripu, GSK, FBNH, Fidelity, UCAP, Zenith, ABC Transport, Custodian and Allied, Japor, Diamond, Guarantee, Honeywell, Lasaco, Livestock Feeds, Okomo, Regency Alliance, and Wema. I will be right back.
The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. This morning, we have a rare privilege of playing host to a major player in the industry, and he's the managing director of Africa Prudential PLC. His name is, I'll call him Mr. Ashadi. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, sir. And we've seen a lot of things happening in Africa Prudential PLC in the recent times, from change of name and quite a lot of things. Could you please tell us more about these things that we see?
Thank you very much. Actually, it all started like 2.5 years ago when we felt the growth that we have experienced in our business is going beyond Sure. And luckily, last year, we were able to achieve the change of name through the approval at the AGM by our shareholders. And this it means a great deal for us. Why? Because it's in line with our strategic intent. Our strategic intent, right before now, our organization has been on for close to 5 decades now. We have been operating as an investor services organization or company that will deal in registrar's business. But in the last 2 years, we have significantly changed the direction of our business, and that necessitated that change. Our strategic intent now is far beyond the issue of investor services. We now engage in providing strategic business solutions to organizations. And what we are trying to parade is what has happened in the life of Africa Prudential PLC since 2006. We feel, yes, we can always package it and help to improve other businesses around. Also, in line with that, over the period, we have built a critical mass in the area of technology. It might interest you to note that we play a very pivotal role in changing the conventional model of investor services in Nigeria by introducing a lot of technology in running our businesses. So the question is, we have developed a lot of products. Some of it, we've launched our audit response system that could be used during meetings, either classroom meeting and all that. We have launched an e-record, which could be used by schools. We have EasyCoup. This goes for the cooperative community. We have also some areas in terms of using technology to drive the business.
And all this, substantially, as far as I'm concerned, as a shareholder in the company, means bigger business and then bigger turnover and bigger bottom line, that is profit, and ultimately more dividend to me. Am I correct, sir?
You are very correct. And that is just the essence. And you realize the fact that we are the only listed registrar as far as the market is concerned. And the bottom line is, being the only listed investor services organization, we have to think outside the box. We can't continue to do it the same way, because our main aim is to add value to our shareholder, to increase the wealth of our shareholder by thinking outside the box. And that is exactly what we did.
Let me just ask a follow-up question from there. So for those shareholders or investors, because you see, the way things work in the market is that at the time, some people will just be skeptical. Well, let's just wait and see. It is just AfriProd. And now, what would be your direct message to those who are still skeptical about the possibilities in Africa Prudential PLC?
For us, Africa Prudential PLC has come to stay as far as Nigerian capital market is concerned. And I have some key points to raise in that regard. First, we got listed in 2013, 11th of January precisely. Between now and then, we have paid dividend consistently. And again, we got listed at 185 kobo. And as of now, our share price rose to as high as 520 and it got back. So that speaks to the fact that within how many years we have moved. And in terms of, when you look at the trend of our business, that's our profitability, in terms of our revenue, in terms of our cost, has been well managed. We have come to stay. We know before, and it was a thought through process before we decided to come and list on the Nigeria stock market. To some people, you might think we are a Nigerian company, but for all, we say ourselves as a Nigerian.
So you seem to be doing a lot around technology. Where does this take the market?
Thank you very much. For us, we are very, very key at meeting the various needs of key players in the market. My interest to you, just of recent, we have developed products that meet the need of the investors, the brokers community, the regulator, and all that. For us, just in January, we developed or launched a personal registrar. That's the first of its kind in the Nigeria capital market using the USS code just on your phone. Any network, just by dialing *4018#, you'll be able to get a lot of information about any of our clients, ranging from your address, the last dividend paid, your telephone number, your email address, your bank details. You get that. For us, it's about virtual service that we are offering. And we are taking it to the next level. As you know, at AGMs, annual general meetings, you see people coming around to queue, and you see a lot of rowdy place when you come for AGM. We have taken a queue using using our technology to work around it. And what we are launching again, we call it e-accredit. What e-accredit does is to allow you accredit yourself even before you come for the AGM. A day, two, three to the AGM, you have already been accredited. A ticket number will have been generated and given to you. So at the venue of the AGM, you become a VIP. Rather than queuing up in the crowd, you just come walk in majestically, because you just, based on the ticket number given to you, just be accredited and just go in. So for us, technology is the in thing. So we have moved far beyond the conventional share registration, and these are just the tip of the iceberg that you're going to see from the home of Africa Prudential PLC.
Thank you, sir. Subsequently, we are going to be taking time off to talk about these products in specifics and in details. Let's talk a little about your last audited report. You gave 40 kobo dividend, and your annual general meeting is just, I think, tomorrow. In my interest, you, let me read out some of the things I wrote on the pages of Stocks Watch newspaper that came out this morning about Afriprud. Because one thing significantly, I was trying to compare your dividend payout with some others in the industry. Would you say the market has done justice to your price? Let me read out some of the things I said. I will recommend the stock for a medium-term hold, premised on the 40 kobo cash dividend payout in comparison with other stocks on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange with almost triple the price of Africa Prudential PLC. You might not also have noted this. Closing with a 200,000 excess bid at close of trading Friday, that suggests that today, being Monday, the stock will open very strong. But this, your dividend, as far as I'm concerned, is cool. It's okay. But relating this with your price, will you say the market has adequately or proportionately priced the price of Afriprud?
Well, if you look at what is happening in the market, as far as the share price is concerned, you recall even when price was even back down, it went to as low as 3 naira, I think 3 naira 90 something kobo, and 3 naira 93 or 94 kobo. But between then and now, the price is going very close to 5 naira again. So it means that for some people that know that the taste of the pudding is in the eating, they are trying to take position, because the question is, even more so with the fact that we are gradually, you know, metamorphosizing from an investor services organization to a technology driven and a business solution organization, it's a different ballgame entirely. For people that knows that, think the share price is gradually moving to a shore whereby at least the market will, in terms of the perception about the company, will be higher and be positive.
I'm very, very sure that you are a busy executive, and being Monday morning, I want to release you to go. We will still talk about some of your products subsequently. We hope to see you to really talk about these products. But before I allow you to go, in just one word, there are categories of investors. There are short-term investors, there are medium-term investors, and of course, long-term investors. So, to the short-term investors, what will you tell them to do about the stock of your company?
It is a stock to hold.
A stock to hold. To the medium-term investors,
also a stock to hold.
Stock to hold. And to the long-term investors,
the long-term investor, I congratulate you, because you are in a very safe investment and a forward-looking crop of management with the crop of board and the staff, and what we are doing now in terms of executing our strategic intent, and I think is equally stock to hold.
All right, so I want to say a very big thank you to Mr. Ashadi for finding the time to be with us on this platform this morning, and I want to say also to you, congratulations for creating the time to listen to this. Please spread this message. You heard it from the horse's mouth. But what we're going to be doing subsequently every Monday on this platform is to look at these products designed to benefit you and me as shareholders in this market designed by Africa Prudential PLC. Not just the stocks of the company now, but the products, how you can patronize these products, and then you make good your investment in stocks. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. Until tomorrow morning, Abayomi Obabalujo is my name. God bless you.
The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate stock picks, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.